not me. It's not what we want, but it's what God wants today. Psalms 95, starting at verse 1, is where we'll be reading at. He said, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart." And just stop reading right there. That's enough reading this morning and trying to take a thought today that's been on my heart for the better part of this week, is that when we look at the Lord, folks, we've got a lot to be thankful for. We've got a lot to be thankful for. And the Bible teaches us that we ought to worship him for being our God. He did something for us that nobody else could ever do. Worship, the Bible teaches us in the book of John that worship comes from the heart. It's not the place. It's not the setting. It comes straight from our heart. When we think about all that God has done for you and I in this life, we ought to be the ones that cry out louder than the rocks and the mountains. I don't want no tree giving God the praise and the glory that I owe to him. As Mark testified, and we heard others this morning, that the Lord comes to us and he gives us what we need exactly on time. And we don't understand a lot of the workings of God, but David said, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." David is talking about, let's worship God. Nobody can worship God like you can for what God has done for you. He has done a lot for so many of us today. As we heard Brother Lloyd in Sunday school, many of us have a testimony of where God has brought us from. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. How many of us can remember all the things that God has done for us during our life? And we look at it sometimes and we say, "Lord, I don't know why you chose me to be this good to, but I thank you for it. I want to worship you, Lord, for a few minutes of time to thank you for all that you have done. My voice may crack. I may be off pitch and out of tune, but there's times I just want to sing a song of praise unto the Lord for all that he has done." Many may not want to hear it because it don't sound too good. But as long as I'm singing it from my heart and I'm singing it to him who saved me and made me what I am today, it doesn't matter if the world likes it, as long as God likes it. I didn't come to worship the world or to worship Roger or anybody else. I come to worship God. This is his house. And David said, "Let the redeemed of God say so." If God's been good to you this morning, we ought to worship him from the depths of our heart and say, "God, I don't know why you blessed me so richly. I don't know why you sought me out on that Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday. I don't know why you left the 99 and come seeking for me. But I just want to worship you for a few minutes of time and say, Lord, I thank you that you come to where I was when I could not get out of that stronghold that the devil had upon my life. People say, I want to worship God. I want to worship Him for all that He has done. And before I proceed, how many of you know that God has been good to you today? How many of you know that God has taken you to places where you never thought you'd see yourself at, and that it is because of God that you are who you are and where you're at today? Yes, we've all made our mistakes. We've all failed. We've all come short of the glory of God. But can I preach this morning that in spite of all my failures, God still looked down from out of heaven and gave me a blessing that I didn't deserve. He gave me a touch upon my life that I didn't deserve. Every once in a while, I tell them here at the church that sometimes it's almost like I can feel God put His arm around me and carry me and say, it's going to be all right. And for that today, I want to worship Him for a few minutes of time and say, God, I thank You that You saved me. I thank You that You watched over me all these years. I'm thankful You woke me up this morning and gave me health and strength to be out to the house of the Lord. I don't want no rock to cry out on my behalf. I want to praise Him for what He's done for me. Some say, when I get past this current situation, I'll begin to worship the Lord. If you wait until your situation changes, the devil will bring another one tomorrow. Some of you are talking to you this morning, and you said so much is going on at your house. How many of you know the devil is warring like he's never fought before? Amen? He is cramming down our throats every day something different. And America is in trouble this morning, church, in that everything about God is being pushed to the side and sin is being lifted up like it's never been lifted before. And they're proud to stand there and say and talk about their sin and all the corruption. I think it's time that the redeemed of God raise our hands and say, we are God's people, and this is wrong, and it's time for America, our churches, and our homes to get back to God. Otherwise, our country is in peril. You say, Roger, you exaggerate these things. Look how far we have drifted from God in just the last 5 years. Look how far we've fallen. And you know why? Because people that are saved don't want to lift up their hands and worship God. You say, will it change America if we begin to worship in the house of God? Folks, let me tell you, that's what made America what she was. Is that mom and dad didn't care when they went to church. They wasn't ashamed to lift up their hand and walk around the church house and say, God has blessed me, and God has blessed my family, and because of that, I'm going to worship Him and praise Him. If you don't like it, you have to find somewhere else to attend, because in this house, we're going to praise the Lord. Some would say, when I get in good health, I'm going to praise the Lord. Let me tell you this morning, every one of us is on our way out. I have aches and pains today like I've never had before. Clarence called me old man this morning. Amen. How many of you know you can't do what you used to do? How many of us know that just any day now we could leave this world? And yet, people say, I'll wait till I'm in good health and then I'll begin to praise Him. You better praise Him where you're at right now. In the midst of your sickness, upon my bed of affliction. Connie used to sing a song that said it like this. Early in the morning, I will praise Him. In the midday, I will praise Him. And upon my bed, I will praise the Lord. You know what David said over in the book of Psalms? And I'll turn there real quickly to give it to you. In the book of Psalms, in the 119th chapter, he said, 7 times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. David said, I don't wait until I go to church to worship. How many of you have ever had worship in the house or in the car? Or upon the job scene today? It's time for God's people to say, Lord, I praise You. I worship You for all that You have done for me. Some say, when my bank account gets to a certain amount, then I'll start praising the Lord. I like what Peter told the man sitting there outside of the gate as he was going into the temple. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Folks, the bank account will never be big enough, but I've got something on the inside that you can't put into a bank account. In fact, Jesus said it like this, lay up your treasures in heaven today, and I've got a bunch of them over there. You ought to see what I've got over there on my account today, because we praise and worship God. Some say, when my singers are singing, I'll begin to worship. Can I tell you this morning? And some will say, when my preacher's preaching, then I'll worship. Let me tell you this morning, when God moves in the midst of the church, it ought not matter who is singing. I didn't come for the singer. I come to worship God. Did you? Some say, when my preacher's preaching, then I'll worship God. You got 3 other choices this morning. If I'm not the one, I'll sit down. Amen? Because it's not about you or I. It's about God today. The preacher didn't save you. It was God that saved you. And to put it off on somebody else, some would say, well, when I'm at the right church, then I'll worship God. If this is not that place, you ought to find somewhere where you can worship God. Yeah. Deacons look at me big eyes saying, you're trying to run them off? I'd rather have 2 or 3 that really want to worship God than have a cathedral filled of people that just want to go and look good and brag about what they've done. You and I've done nothing today. God did all the work. He's the one we ought to be praising. Hallelujah. He did it all. Charlie, all we did was step out in faith, believing, and God picked us up there and planted us in the midst of the grand old church, saved us, baptized us with the fire and the Holy Ghost, and yet we say we have nothing to worship Him. Folks, we've got every reason to worship God. Some might say this morning, when a certain person ain't here, then I'll worship God. Oh, wear an old man out. When a certain person ain't here, then I'll worship God. What you are is a hindrance to yourself and to others, because you're letting somebody else. You say, but Roger, you don't know what they said to me or did to me. Let me tell you, Jesus forgave us, and we did more to Him than anybody else in this world could ever do to you or I along this journey. You say, but they won't ask me to forgive them. I heard a preacher several years ago when I was in North Carolina, and he said it like this, Brother Lloyd. He said that what you ought to do is that if they won't forgive, ask for forgiveness, write them a letter. And just tell them, whether you ask for it or not, I forgive you. I'm not going to carry this grudge anymore. Amen? Because there ought not be anything to stop us from worshiping God, especially when God moves in our hearts. Oh, when a certain person ain't here, then I'll worship God. What you're doing is you're going to take your worship to the grave. And David said like this, those that are dead can't worship the Lord. Amen. Some would say, well, When the devil leaves me alone, then I'll start worshiping God. That day will never come. How many of you got the devil with you all the time? Hey man, some of them looking at their spouse. I'm trying not to look. Let me tell you this morning, the devil is not your spouse, your kids, or anybody else in your life. The devil is in your mind. And I have to fight with that rascal day in and day out. If I waited for the devil to leave me alone, I would have put this book in the closet and sat down a long time ago. If I wait for the devil to leave me alone, I'd stay at the house more than I would be in the house of God. Even this morning, coming to church, trying to get everything set for Becky, and then get in the car, and because the weather temperature changed, got that going down the road and the light comes on, that my tire pressure was low. And you see, most Baptists would have said, well, that's it. The wife is sick, the car, the tire pressure's down, so I might as well turn around and go back to the house. But you know what? I purposed it in my heart that, Lord, if you'll let me get to church, I'm going to worship you today. If nobody else wants to worship you, I'm going to worship you because you've been so good to me. Some would say, when I get a certain job, then I'll start worshiping God. Folks, everything I've mentioned is carnal. Everything I've mentioned is carnal. I want you to take a moment and think about how good God has been to you. I want you to think about the times that the doctor said there's little or no hope. I want you to think about the times that you've gone under the scalpel and had to have surgery along the journey and a procedure done, and knowing that once you went to sleep, you may not wake up. I want you to think about every time you prayed and there was food in your cupboard and there was a roof over your head and clothes on your back. I want you to remember every time you went to the house of God and you felt that still small voice speaking to your heart and your life. You say, well, but it's not as high as what it used to be. Folks, if we wait till every circumstance is right and perfect, we will never praise God. I want to praise Him this morning for just a few minutes of time for all the things He's done for me along this journey. And if I live to be 100 years old, Brother Clarence, I'll never thank Him enough for praising, for saving, and giving me the life that I have. Some would say, and I'm going to close. Some would say, when I get to heaven, then I'll worship Him. I don't know how people that don't have time to go to church to worship God think that they're going to go to heaven and worship Him.
That's right.
Oh, this is Sunday morning, ain't it? I believe that God has a right to say, if you couldn't worship me on earth, you have no right to worship me in heaven. In fact, I'll go further and tell you this morning that if you have truly been saved, there is something on the inside that wants to worship Him. And if you can hide it, you ain't got it. That ain't good English, I know. But if you can hide it, folks, when I see grandmas and grandpas, tears going down their face and hands going up. When I see moms and dads and tears going down their face and hands going up. When I see some sitting there and they're just so solemn because God is speaking to them even at this time in the message. And they're thinking about all the times that they needed God and God did not fail them. Hallelujah. I'm glad He never fails. He's never late. He's always on time, and He comes, and all He asks in return is that His people, which are called by His name, would lift up holy hands unto Him today.
Amen.
He deserves our worship. Oh, I said I was going to close, but I got to go on a few more minutes, deacons. There's those that say, well, Roger, you know I'm the quiet type. I've seen God take the quiet type and make them into praisers. Amen. I've seen them take the quiet type and make them into shouters. And I don't say this to embarrass anybody this morning. I wouldn't do that. But how many of y'all remember? I said that about Grayson. He was about this tall. How many of y'all remember when Jeff and Tara first come here and they sit there about where they're at now, maybe a little bit further back. And they would sit there and they enjoyed the services. But look what God has done. And I can say the same about Sharon and others of you this morning. Now, if the preacher preaches and the Spirit comes along, folks, thank God we got some women in the house that's not ashamed to lift up their hands. They're not ashamed to say amen, hallelujah, that's right. Preach on, preacher. I'm glad we got some people that know what old time worship is all about. It's not a program. It's not a puppet show, but preach the Word of God in power and in Spirit, and don't let the preacher get up there and do it all. Somebody help the man of God. Oh. When we really worship God, you'll leave here and you'll be high on a mountain. But don't worry. As soon as you get out the door, the devil will try to knock you down. That's why worship is more than what's in the house of God. It's what's in your home. It's what's in your heart. It's what's in your car. It's what's upon the job scene. It's there all the time. If you can turn it off and turn it on, you've just got a form of religion that's going to take you to hell. But when you can't do nothing about it, I said I was going to hush. But when you can't do nothing about it, that's when you know you've got the genuine good works of God in your life today. Amen? When was the last time you worshiped Him? I worship Him. Somebody, some small comes along. I'm working on an old truck, Jack, and I couldn't get that bolt out to save my life. I told you about it, I think it was on Wednesday night. Could not get that bolt out of there. And I finally cut the head of it off, and it still didn't want to come out, and I just got a big punch and a hammer, and I started driving that thing and driving it, and the more it wouldn't come, the madder I got, and the harder I hit it, and finally that bolt came out of there. And you know what I did, church? I said, thank you, Lord. People say, you're crazy, Roger. You're one of those fanatics. You call me what you want to. I am a redeemed child of God, and I deserve to give Him all the praise and glory for everything that happens in my life. Amen. Flip the switch and the lights come on. Thank you, Lord. Some of y'all ain't been there where you flip the switch and they didn't come on. I can tell. When there's food on the table, you say it may not be what I like. It don't matter what I like. What matters is that I get filled. Some people laugh at me because of my eating habits. Let me tell you, I'd just soon have a bowl of cereal at the house that I had to go to the finest restaurants and eat. Well, some of you don't want to say amen on that one. Amen. Last night I had fried eggs and toast for supper. People say, oh, why you only have that? You know, anybody else ever have something you just earn for so bad? I've been on an egg kick. I can't get enough eggs. I don't know what it is. I just love eggs, I guess. And people say, well, why don't you get you something good to eat? Folks, it don't matter what we put into this carnal man, as long as we get the nutrients and the vitamins that we need, the body will be sustained. And I gave you that picture to show you this picture. When I come in here hungry. There are some vitamins and some nutrients I need that I can only get when I feel the presence of God move through the church. And I don't know whether to preach or shout or to sing or to walk around, or I don't know what to do. That's when I say, I've been to church. I worship God. And God was pleased with my worship. Get us a song, Sharon. I can't go on no more. God wants us to worship Him. He wants us to worship Him. You say, oh, I'd like to do all those things that you talked about, Roger, but I just can't. Maybe it's because of your failures. You know, the devil, while we're preaching up here, the devil will remind you of all your failures and say you can't worship God with all your failures. If we waited till we was perfect, we would not be where we're at today. How many of us know we're not perfect? Raise your hands in the house of God. We're not perfect in this flesh. We've all made our mistakes. And that's not a reason for you to sit there and say, well, if they've all made their mistakes, then why do I need to get saved? Why do I need to get right with God? The reason being is this. Even though I've made so many mistakes, I still have a desire to worship God. And Charlie, those mistakes are not going to prevent me when I take my last breath. Oh, this will preach. When I take my last breath and I leave here, you know what I'm going to leave here doing? I'm going to leave here with the sight of a worship service like y'all have never seen before. Some people say, I like the new style of worship where they have the worship team and they have the praise team and then they give us a little sermonette and we walk away and say, wasn't it good? Let me tell you something. You better get ready for a bunch of shouting and singing like you've never heard before. You better get ready for some folks that are going to be praising and worshiping God, not because He healed that little bump on your back or upon your leg, not because He healed your cancer when you had cancer, not because He brought you through the surgery or gave you that job or helped you with all the needs along this earth. When we get there, those things will be far gone from our memory. But what will be there is when I got to preach a little bit more. When I was lost and undone and those two coats were before me, I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do is when I gave the old coat back to the world and I put on this new coat. Amen. Oh, I can't wait to get there. I want to stay here as long as I can. But if He was to call for a busload right now, I'd say, Lord, just let me go on. I would, because I'm sick of this world. I'm sick of so-called churches. I'm sick of just penny-ante worship. You say, you want us to come in shouting tonight, Roger? I want you to come in worshiping. You say, well, my worship ain't like yours. You're not called to preach. Oh. Yeah, you better thank Him. But whatever your call is, that's what you ought to do to the best of your ability. You say, well, I'm just one who sits here and just soaks it up. Well, you be that sponge. But I tell you this, every once in a while when I do wash the cars, very often, as you can tell, every once in a while when I do and I take that sponge out of the bucket, it just drips everywhere because it's so full. Every once in a while, I like to be a sponge. Don't you? Just sit there when you can't take it no more. Just let the tears flow like a river. People say, when you cry, that's because you're sad. No! It's because I'm happy. I cry at funerals. I have tears of joy in the house of God. Amen? I ask you this morning, if you can't worship Him, you have to ask yourself one or two questions. One, have I ever been saved? Lost people can't worship Him. And I know that there's many lost people get behind pulpits and try to excite others to worship God. Folks, if it's something I got to work up in you, you're in bad shape. In fact, let me tell you, Brother Ron, when they called me to come here and be the pastor of this church, they did not say that I had to work up the congregation. No. If the singing and the Holy Spirit and the preaching and the Holy Spirit won't work something up in you, you're dead. And you need to be saved. So you either don't have it, or you have it, but you're ashamed of God. You're ashamed of Him. You say, well, somebody will laugh at me if I do that. Let them laugh. They've laughed at me for a whole lot less. Laughed at me because I didn't wear clothes like they wore. Laughed at me because my shoes came from Kmart and not Sears. Amen? I didn't have the Converse. We had what we called buddies. Converse cost $15 in that day. We had the $4 Kmart specials. And they laughed at us. One year everybody wore white and I had black. The next year I thought, well, I'll get white. And the next year, everybody else had the opposite color. They went back to black. And I had white. And you know how white shoes stand out? Until they get dirty, right? Laughed at because we didn't live in the right neighborhoods. You see, the people that's popular in school is the ones whose mama and daddy got lots of money. You might as well say amen. I was driving down to Grayson, Kentucky yesterday. And I go through all this and I think to myself, I seen shanties and I seen mansions. And I thought no matter where you go in this country, it's the same. In every county and every state, there's always somebody that's got a lot of money. That's living off on a hillside somewhere looking over the pheasants down in the valley. Amen. It's true. It's everywhere. But then the thought come to me. My God. He owns the cattle of a thousand hills. Heaven is His throne and the earth is His footstool. One day He looked down there in that valley. And He saw this little pheasant. Pheasant. And you know what He did? He sent a call out to me. And because I heard that call and I answered that call, He brought me out of that valley. You say, oh, where's He going now? He set my feet upon a solid rock and established my goings. And I am now the son of a king. And I want you that are lost to come and join us today and become a child of God. Church, one final witness. Is it not the best thing that ever happened to you? Oh, y'all better sing. I'll preach more. While we stand, you follow your heart this morning.
Just as I am.
Are you saved today? Do you know you're saved? Lord, I need to pray and take that step. Take that step. Not for anybody else. One more verse. Take that step for yourself. You're the one that needs it. Come on.
I come.
Let me give you a final thought this morning.
Not only do I worship God for what he's done for me, but I worship him for what he's done for us. Amen.
Yeah.
When this guy here was down in Tennessee or down in California and had that stroke, he was out west somewhere. Had that stroke. Church began to pray. I prayed. How many of y'all prayed for me? And when we got the news that he was on his way home and got here, and look where he's at today.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Debbie, I got to tell this. I know not many knew, but she was supposed to have a biopsy on Friday, and the doctor decided it wasn't worth too small to take the biopsy. People say, that's just coincidence. I say, God, I praise you for it this morning.
Amen.
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 Mark, for your testimony, I praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I could go around the house when I was down there visiting you in the hospital checking.
Yeah.
She probably thought I was her angel. Because I walked in there and she was confused, if I can put it like that. And she was worried about Wayne. And I said, well, we'll get him on the phone. And I got my phone out. We tracked him down, didn't we, sis?
Yes.
You say, that's nothing big. It took away that worry. Amen.
Yeah.
I can go all around this house and say, I thank God. You know, I look at our young people back there, Jack and Sarah and Matt. David over here. You know what I do? When I see him, I say, Lord, I thank you for them.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
They're not ashamed when God gives them a song. They'll sing and God gives them a prayer request. They'll let it be known. And sometimes Jack just gets beside himself.
Bless him, Lord.
I think he's been watching his pastor too much.
Amen.
And I say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
That spirit that Joel spoke about.
Yes, that's right.
Is being passed on.
Amen.
To others.
Yes.
Amen.
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 God bless each and every one of you. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord this morning?
Good, yeah.
I appreciate God. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back tonight and worship him again. You say, don't y'all ever get tired of going to church? Let me tell you, there's no place like being in the house of God. You say, well, there's sometimes it's better than others. Anytime you get to go to church, it's a good time. You say, well, they didn't sing like they did this morning. They didn't preach like they did this morning. It don't matter. You can get a nugget from just about anything. Amen? I can get as full on oatmeal as I can eggs or as I can a bologna cheese sandwich. Sometimes I come to the house of the Lord and it's like, Lord, you just threw something together this morning or tonight that I don't know what it was, but it tasted good. Amen? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. God bless you. Come back tonight. Maybe Clarence or Charlie or Lloyd will preach tonight.
Charlie will. I'll be at another church.
Yeah. Did y'all notice him and Charlie's dressed alike this morning? Turn around there and let the crowd see you. They've been seeing you from the backside. Let them see you on the front side. I think they got the same tailor. Yeah. Yeah. They're dressed up.
They are.
God bless them today. I love them. I love them. They know that. God bless you. Come back tonight, if you would. Be with us in our service at 6:00. God bless you today.